And this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. South Metro Fire Rescue was called out to Chatfield State Park this afternoon after a group of bikers thought they saw someone in the water. A dive team was sent to search for them, but quickly learned it was a small boat, not a body, that had gotten stuck on the rocks. While searching, they also learned a second boat had drifted into some trees. There was no one overboard in either incident. All parties are safe, and emergency crews are now clearing that scene. Several lawmakers are calling on the Trump administration to protect funding for the U.S. Geological Survey.
Trump's 2026 fiscal budget proposes a $564 million cut to USGS. Colorado Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett joined 17 other senators in signing a letter appealing to the administration to protect the agency's budget. The USGS offices in Colorado research wildfires and track stream and river levels. Also, more than 100 scientists study rare earth minerals, map the nation's geology, and examine other things like water pollution from mines. Neither Hickenlooper's office nor USGS responded to requests for comment. I'm Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
Greeley rolled out a new ordinance today that bans camping on public property, including parks, sidewalks, and underpasses. In the past 2 years, the city says it spent more than $150,000 cleaning up abandoned property, debris, and trash around the city, and that the ban aims to change that. Storms will linger through Friday in the metro, but Father's Day looks to be sunny with highs cresting in the 90s. Warmer even still in Grand Junction, with highs climbing to 100 degrees by Saturday. This is CPR News.